A reading from the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 21. Then the angel showed me a river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of spirits of the people, has sent his angel to show his servant what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you, and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay everyone for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and that they may enter the holy city by the gates. Outside are the dogs, and the sorcerers, and the sexually immoral, and the murderers, and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let the one who hears say, 'Come,' and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor James Edge, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Mercedes, Texas.
Vistas of beauty. Let us consider the words and the witness of the Apostle John from Revelation 22, verses 1 to 21. You know, the Holy Scriptures tell us, "Blessed are the feet of him who brings the good news of hope to the nations." This morning, we're blessed with the hearing of the words from the book of Revelation. These words are a gift meant to encourage us in our daily living. In our hearing of this text, we're joined with the first century Christians who also faced persecution at the hands of evil men. These evil men prefer to paint the world with darkness, and evil men live for the power they believe that comes from fear. Hope is the enemy of such men, because hope gives a vision of a possible reality that overcomes their control. Hope reveals that tyranny and fear are temporary. Evil only has power when it threatens the heart and soul of man, with no alternative apart from being controlled by fear. Accept your fate in this evil reality as defined by that reality, and live as demanded by evil. But you know, the gospel breaks through that dark cloud with the hope of a Savior that all comes through the promise of Jesus, our Lord. This book of Revelation is not a dark prophecy. In fact, it's the opposite. There are frightening things in the book, but they are balanced with the knowledge that they will pass away in their proper time. The hope of Revelation is that the light that pierces the darkness leaves no place in the new heaven and the new earth in shadow. There is peace in this prophecy, and not just the silence of evil, but real peace and harmony that mirrors the Garden of Eden as God first created that wonderful place. The terror of sin has been put into the past for the gathered children of God. The hardships of generations are over, and the suffering for the sake of the gospel is now complete. Water, clean water, flows from the source of life, and the promise fulfilled in every season, fruit for the nourishment of the body, are plentiful. This is the promise completed in Jesus, and we who are believers see the beauty that is laid out before us. Green valleys, plentiful crops, all bearing their bounty to make up the vistas of God's people. A year ago, my wife Dina and I traveled in the Rift Valley of Kenya. We traveled along bumpy mountain roads until we moved along the side of the mountains in northern Kenya. And looking through the breaks in the trees along the roadside, we saw an open expanse, the breadbasket of Kenya, in the valley floor below us. The air was clean and fresh, and we sped down the road. Our companion said what we were looking at must be something like the end of days, when Christ will come with a new heaven and the new earth, joined with the source of light eternal that is Jesus Christ, and the water of life that fills the land. That day the sky was blue and the valley floor was lush and green with crops in season, and life was abundant. Seeing such a vista was breathtaking, but compared to the sight that John saw, this vision was imperfect and incomplete, because there can be no comparison at all of when Christ comes. The hope is the promise of Jesus, coming to make that vision of the new heaven and the new earth real for us all. By faith, we are to believe in what is described is about to explode before our eyes. In one instance, the world we have known today will be gone. Gone with that old world are the old fears and the doubts that threw shadows of evil across the vista of the gospel. The separation that sin caused produced doubts, even the most fervent of God's people. And at the coming of Jesus, those doubts are forgotten, along with the evil that covered the hearts of men. This prophecy gives us knowledge of the sureness of God's will and our part in that promise. Hear again the voice of Jesus saying, "Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of this prophecy in this book." Tomorrow, my friends, is Thanksgiving. We will eat and enjoy the blessings of a wonderful meal with family and friends gathered around us. But take a moment and give thanks for the vision of living water and trees yielding fruit and every month. And give thanks for the hope that breaks the chains of sin that bound us to darkness of evil, broken by the light eternal, the life eternal, at the feet of Jesus and God the Father, who will shine together in the promise that today has been realized in the day of our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Edge for today's meditation on God's Word.